Christmas, New Life. Today we're going to look at a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. This passage is known as Zechariah's prophecy. But I want to back up and give us just a little bit of historical context to understand why this prophecy happened before we take a look at it. The children of Israel, at this point in history, have been on the backside of what we now know historically is called the 400 years of silence. And what that meant was it had been 400 years since a prophet of God had received a word from God and delivered it to the children of Israel. And in fact, those last prophets were prophesying of the Messiah that was going to come, and it had been 400 years. Can you imagine how the children of Israel might have felt in this moment? Have you ever had a promise delayed in your life? How did it feel to you? Can you imagine if it were 400 years? You might feel discouraged. You might feel disillusioned. You might be checking out and thinking, surely it was a lie. It's not actually going to happen. And this is right where we find the children of Israel. They're discouraged. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And the children of Israel are heartsick. They're crying out for a Messiah to come in the hopes that he would break off the Roman rule from over them. In Luke chapter 1 earlier, it actually gives us insight not just into the hearts of the Israelites, but actually what is going on in God's house. And basically what we see is that the priesthood had been corrupted, that priests were not serving in the way that God had asked them to serve any longer. They were serving their own names for their own profit, for their own platforms. But Luke draws a distinction between those priests and one priest named Zechariah. The Bible says that Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, they were righteous. They had obeyed all of the commands of God. And Zechariah is preparing to go into the Holy of Holies as a priest, which scholars say that this might have only happened one time in the life of a priest because of how many priests there were serving in the house of the Lord. And so Zechariah goes into the Holy of Holies. It's the direct presence of God. And he encounters the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel tells him, your wife Elizabeth is going to give birth to a son, and you're to call him John. He is going to be the forerunner of the Messiah. Now, Zechariah, knowing the word of God, knows that something similar actually happened to Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament. And their response was, how could this happen? We're so old, we're as good as dead. And you would think that that would have shaped Zechariah's response. But just in honesty, Zechariah says, how on earth is this going to happen? We're both old. But in this moment, because of his doubt, because of his disbelief, Zechariah is rendered mute until the birth of his son. And I just want to say this. The root of doubt and disbelief is fear. And fear is the currency of the enemy. And the purpose of the enemy using fear against God's people is to silence them. It's to get the church to shut her mouth. And in this moment, this is actually what happens to Zechariah. He, because of his fear, he loses his voice until the birth of his son. And then the day that John is born, he writes out on a tablet and says, his name is John. And immediately his tongue is loosed. The Bible says that God loosed his tongue. And then it says in verse 67, this is really important for us to get. It says that Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he began to praise God. And he said, God has brought us deliver. Praise be to God who brings the deliverer for us. And then he begins to prophesy and he looks down at his baby boy. And he says, now you, my son, you are going to prepare the way for the Lord. And you know, he's actually quoting an Old Testament prophet in that moment, that there would be the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. Can you imagine if you as a parent knew that an Old Testament prophet wrote a prophecy that was specifically about your child, how you might have felt? I might be walking around saying, hey, that's talking about my son. Did you read that in the Old Testament? That was talking about my son. But that's not how Zechariah handles this. He simply says, this is the identity of my son, and this is what he is called to do. But it's not about his name that he's called to do this. It's about the one who is coming. And immediately after this, in verse 79, he says, for the morning star of heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. When the enemy comes, he likes to fill God's people with fear. But when God comes, he fills God's people with his spirit. And when the Spirit of God fills his people, even in the darkest of seasons where the world looks at it and says, this is crazy, they are filled with encouragement, with power, with peace, with confidence and boldness, and they speak out and their words are like rivers of living water, just as Zechariah's words are in this moment. And if the children of Israel knew anything in this moment, they knew discouragement. And what they needed was the hope of Emmanuel that was coming. They needed to remember that their Messiah was coming. And it reminds me of a song in Christmas time that we sing. It's called O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I don't know where you have been in this season, but if you have been discouraged, if it has felt like you have been sitting in darkness, like you have been isolated, you have been separated in this season, I want, as you hear these words of this song, to remember that there was a people group that identified with you, and it was the children of Israel longing for the Messiah to come. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice, for the morning light of heaven has broken upon us. He gives light to us when we feel that we sit in darkness. He gives life to us when we feel that we sit in the shadow of death. And in our chaotic moments, he brings us to the path of peace. Church, rejoice. Emmanuel has come. God bless you. Thank you.